Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron and I'm here with Tom and Dom for another exciting episode of Jump Point. Happy Sunday, good morning. Hope everybody is having a wonderful one so far. It's going to get better though, because right now we are going to be talking all about infantry and battle armor. That is the topic for this eighth Jump Point episode. You know, lots to talk about here, lots of opinions. I imagine feelings will be hurt, possibly not as bad as when I talk about Protomex, but we'll see. So we're gonna start out with a little bit of patron Q&A. And this is from one of our patrons, Star Colonel Brian Hall. So Brian, thank you for sending this over. And his question was this: I feel elementals in particular get a huge nerf in Alpha Strike and aren't able to be as effective as they could be under classic rules. What do you think about that? So let's go around the horn here. So Dom, you're a resident British guy and classic expert.
British what? Classic, yes.
British classic and yeah, classic.
They're synonymous.
Yeah, I mean, in classic, the massive advantage that battle armor has is that 11 points of damage that it can take, right? So you've got it's been a while since I played elementals, but it's 10 points of armor and it's 1 point of structure for each elemental, which is like super like overpowered for them,
yeah.
Because that means that they'll basically be able to take a PPC or an AC-10 shot and you can't kill even one of the five. In Alpha Strike, obviously, and I'll segue this over to Tom because you guys are much more orientated towards Alpha Strike, but that's just not the case. And I think that's where a lot of their kind of power is diminished, in that kind of damage factor that they can take. Mm-hmm. Still effective, I think, in Alpha Strike when it comes to dealing damage and doing what they do well on the battlefield. But I think in Classic, it's so annoying, right? Like, you get a PPC shot on a elemental point and you don't even kill one of them. I think if you bowled it down, yeah, I think it would be quite similar. I'm not sure about the ranges. In Alpha Strike, obviously your range is are longer anyway, aren't they? So and that would have a bearing, because all the elemental weaponry is short range. It's like, you know, standard elementals, it's S lasers and SRMs. So, but yeah, I think for me, that damage factor is just, it's painful in Classic. Like, it just makes them so nightmarish to deal with. Especially if somebody brings like a star of elementals, you really know that you have to do some work to get rid of them.
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I think offensively they're more powerful in Alpha Strike because of the range abstraction, right? They're hitting at the same range bracket as like a 15 hex weapon with SRMs. There's no ammunition, right? So in Classic, you have a one shot on the SRM2, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe do they have one reload, or it's just one and done?
It's one reload, yeah.
So they get to, yeah. Right. And Alpha Strike, you know, obviously there's that. And I also think Flamers, which we'll talk about in a little bit, spoiler alert, are very powerful. So the, you know, the Flamer elementals are devastating. I think they're overcosted, but offensively they're probably a little better than Classic. So I do think there is some work to be done to bring those back into balance, in my opinion. That said, Tom, any closing thoughts on that? Do you want to jump into the Ready Room Roundtable?
No, I agree with what you guys are saying.
All right, let's round table it. So a few questions here, and these all sort of tie into Brian's question. What do you think could be done to balance, let's talk about elementals specifically to start, in Alpha Strike?
Yeah, I mean, you think they're overcosted, right?
Correct.
But I could have sworn I did some math at one point around, like, their value even just as armor, not even considering the damage they can do.
You did.
And I thought that it was a pretty good, you know, value. So I don't think they need a lot of work. I mean, there's nothing you can do about their weaponry without completely reworking the way that Alpha handles weapons. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about as good as it's going to be.
Okay. No, I think that's fair. Now let's talk about infantry in Classic versus Alpha Strike for a second. So infantry, to me, In classic, my big gripe with infantry is the way they take damage and the complexity around the weapons, right? So, for example, like missile weapons do, you know, I don't even remember. I don't have it memorized, right? Dom, you may, but it's
Right.
like, you know, beam weapons only do,
No.
you know, one damage. It's like, you know, missiles only do what, you know, one third of their damage, unless it's like this. And then even LBX, like scattershot autocannons, have a damage reduction to infantry, which makes no sense to me. It's, you know, like miniguns, flamers, those things like do maximum, they do extra
They'll do good
damage.
damage, yeah.
So it's like this whole complicated process. I would love the
The whole
simplicity. Yeah, go ahead.
the you reminded me of my hatred of the beam weapon rule for infantry. It makes literally no sense to me that a beam weapon's only going to do, you know, kill one guy.
It's basically
Like, I
like
have to imagine, yeah, it's like the temperature of the sun that's this big shooting by you, like you're going to be vaporized or like third degree burns for everyone within a
Sure.
radius of that thing, I assume.
Right, and you
I
know,
think
it's
it
funny,
goes
like,
beyond that as well. Like
and
it,
also it's
sorry,
just
Aaron,
like,
it
how can you
goes
not, yeah.
well, it's not, beam weaponry is a really good point, but also AC weaponry. Like, so I had this discussion with someone recently. I think it was like on social media
Think it was
about,
me.
and so it was like, was it you on? Okay, was it about like the AC-20 and the
It
amount
was one
of
of Aaron's sock
munitions
puppet
that would
accounts.
pack in? Okay. Yeah. And it was like, if an AC-20 shell hit within like 20 meters of a human being, it would like shatter every bone in your body, right?
Yeah,
Like
all
it's not the
your eardrums.
shrapnel or the, right, exactly. Like the problem is, just to really kind of dig into Aaron's point there, that they treat infantry like they are mechs, and human beings aren't. If you
Like little
puncture us,
tiny
we tend
mechs.
to bleed out. Yeah, it's really odd in its ruling. And I think that, again, getting back on point with, you know, what we're talking about here, it does need a restructure in terms of how infantry are utilized and what I think they're there for in Battletech, which in the, you know, in that level of sophistication and technology, they should be there just as like irritation, right? So they're there to kind of pick objectives up, you know, do some like flanking, but instead you have this weird situation. I think this may segues to the next question in terms of like where, especially in Alpha Strike, you can use flamer infantry to like just cause absolute devastation in your opponent, which I don't see any like real world
Like my foot's
like
hot.
analogy to
I'm so
that.
upset. Well,
Yeah,
this is the
yeah.
thing, right? So I imagine a mech flamer, and we'll talk about this, you know, is a flamer a must take in Alpha Strike infantry? The short answer is yes, right? But if we're going to talk about the realistic application of a dude carrying a flamer and a mech
Beep,
carrying a
beep, 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 beep.
one-ton flamer, like
Right.
think about a one-ton
Yeah.
flamer. It's like this, it's like a Mazda Miata-sized flamer. Right, I mean that's a big frickin' flamethrower versus like a thing that weighs like, you know, what, 30, 40 pounds, right? Like
Yeah,
how, even if you have
exactly. Like
30
it.
of them, it's like not gonna, you know what I mean? It's not gonna
It's also
hurt.
like, how tall is a mech and how do you,
Yeah, it's odd as well in terms of obviously Alpha Strike's heat management really doesn't translate well from classing. I think that's
No.
the main issue there, because obviously, you know, we like two platoons of flamer infantry
You're
in
shutting
Alpha
down
Strike.
mechs.
You can shut down a mech quite easily, you know, especially if they've been, you know, like shooting off and overheating their own mech. So, and that I think is where it gets very crunchy, and that's why if you go to or look at the tournament scenes, most people will rock flamer infantry and, like you said, a Karnov or mechanized or something like that, just to get them in the frame, just cause, you know, chaos in the back lines. And I just, again, I can't see the validity around that. I think it needs to be looked at in terms, because you couldn't do that in classic, because that 30 points of heat, you're never going to say like,
Right.
oh, a flamer infantry caused 10 points of heat on a mech. It's just, it wouldn't work
It's
that way. But that's
bananas,
effectively what we're saying in Alpha Strike. So,
correct. So, one thought, I do think they are making strides to correct it, right? Very recently, there was an errata, and they recosted a bunch of infantry to remove the brawler discount, Because, you know, and it's like negligible. It's a point or two, I think, in most cases. But that, you know, basically it was transportable infantry, got their brawler discount removed. So that's a step in the right direction. But I have an interesting, fun sort of question to close this round table out with. So infantry currently, one single base of infantry is 30-ish dudes. You know, it's like 21 to 28 or whatever the heck, right? Or in the case of battle armor, it's five guys. Would it make sense to take a look at infantry differently? Like, should future iterations of Battletech potentially have infantry squads, right? Instead of 30 dudes on a base, maybe it's only five. And, you know, you get five bases of them and they, you know, they need to stay in some sort of relative coherency. I know people always are like, don't make this 40K, but, you know, like, consider it, right? You know, and they would have some independent movement. Maybe they need to stay within 12 inches of each other, which is pretty far in Alpha Strike, or 24 inches, within medium range of each other, basically. Mm-hmm. And then you could do stuff like, you know, you could set up ambushes and crossfires and do some really neat stuff.
Yeah.
They would die a lot faster. You know, maybe they only have one pip each, right? And you can, you know, you could hit it. You could wipe it off the map. It would make them feel like, you know, there would be that incremental loss that we sort of built in Destiny, in the Battletech Destiny system, where as they take damage, mm-hmm. they get weaker. So that was one. What do you think about that? Tom, I want to start with you because I see you're smirking. You're disgusting.
I hate it.
I knew you were going to hate it. I knew it.
I hate it. But I will say, if you combine it with like some kind of hidden rule where infantry was sort of hidden, until you scan for them or something, that could be fun. But I hate it.
You don't like it? I think it's kind of cool where you have, like, you know, and then you could mix and match. You could have five guys.
Maybe I hate it because it's like not my idea. Could be that too.
Well, I mean, that happens frequently. Yeah. Dom, what do you think? Quick closing thoughts on that.
I really like that idea. I actually run, I mean, so in Battletech, a platoon, in general military parlance, it changes from force to force, but it's seven, like, soldiers per squad. And I actually run it like that. I mean, I brought some of these. I'm not going to, you know, you can't really see it because the focus isn't great. But I just run, like, seven guys on a little stand, and then four of those, that's 28, that's a platoon. So you can kind of work it with a little bit of synergy.
That's cool.
But I think it's something where it needs a proper look, like you said. It needs a rework at the center, and you don't necessarily have to have it so that they're all working in coherence or something like that. But I think in Alpha Strike, I don't like it that they name that it's a platoon, because the platoon is like 28 guys, and that's quite big. Whereas I think squads, it's much more personable, and it's like you said, you can potentially do more with that, and it's a little bit more interesting and a bit more realistic to how infantry operate, which is within squads, within a platoon, and then they just get stuff done. They're not like, you know, weekend Rambos who are like running around the battlefield, like, you know, shooting bows at mechs and stuff like that. They're soldiers who operate in units who, you know, are trying to take down a mech, doing leg attacks or, you know, IED attacks and stuff like that.
And you wouldn't throw 30 guys out in the, like, a street to go swarm a mech, right? You'd send seven with, like, high explosives and satchel charges or whatever.
To put anyway, like, booby traps down and stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so let's move on. So a quick update on Adepticon. As you know, if you don't know, we are going. Dan and I will be there. Chris will be there as well, hopefully on Saturday. Tom, we're going to still try to abduct Tom from his vacation in Vermont and get him out there. But we are going to be playing an exciting game of classic Battletech with the Catalyst team on Saturday. Currently, I believe it's scheduled at 1:00 on their live stream. All right, so definitely tune in to see that. Now, why don't we move on to our rapid fire segment? What do you think, guys? You ready for this? All right. Now, remember, this is rapid fire, so it's gotta be quick answer.
Quick.
All right. So, Tom, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Dom. Ready? So, favorite infantry type: foot jump, motorized, mechanized, or battle armor?
Battle armor.
Mechanized.
Mechanized, okay. I'm a jump guy. Yeah. I like jump infantry. What do you think
Yeah, that's because you used to play 40K.
Why is everything tied back to Space Marines? So what is better in the novels? In the novels, which of these two things is better, do you think? Elementals or conventional infantry?
Conventional infantry.
Elementals are crazy in the novels. They like storm across the battlefield, wrecking everything.
Yeah, they never die. That's fair. I don't think I've ever read an story where an elemental dies.
Yeah, all right. But like, I don't know. The so story is something like the infantry is always the hero in it, right? Like, I don't know. Okay, go on. Sorry.
What's better what's better on the table, elementals or conventional infantry?
Oh. Elementals. Still, yeah. It's hard.
I won't give a long answer here, but I think it depends on the system. I think in Classic, it's Elementals, and I think in Alpha Strike, it's conventional infantry.
I think it's conventional infantry everywhere. I think they're gross. All right, so what is the best offensive strategy? What is your offensive strategy du jour? Is it missiles or direct fire?
Direct fire.
Ooh, I mean, I love my catapult, so it's got to be missiles for me.
All right. Here's the kicker.
What about you?
Right. Oh, for me, I'm direct fire guy all day. Yeah, in all the Mech Warrior games, I was a direct fire guy. Some guys were loved missile boating. I was not a missile boater. I was a Gauss laser guy. Yeah. So here's our last one. Last rapid fire. There's a BattleTech movie. Name one famous actor to play the lead role.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
It's a tough one.
Okay, so for me, this is really obvious. And I can't, a first name's a bit hard to pronounce for me, but is it Charlie Theron or Charlize Theron?
Oh, yeah, Charlize Theron.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So her iteration that was like Mad Max. Fury Road, about whenever it was, 10 years ago, that is Natasha Kerensky. And apart from she grows her hair out, she's got like a buzz cut in that film, but she grew her hair out. She is like absolutely 101 Natasha Kerensky.
I love it,
man. I still, what about you? Who's your?
Oh, I have no
so
idea.
Torn. No yeah, idea. I'm so torn.
The entire cast from It's Always Sunny.
I mean, that's, yeah. Like I was thinking about that. I was thinking, like, I don't know, like Shia LaBeouf would be pretty funny.
Who's that dude that played who was in the new Maverick movie? That was the
Miles Teller. I was thinking
about his kid. That's my pick. That's my serious pick.
Okay, Michael Fassbender. I like a lot. I could see him doing something really cool.
Yeah. Is Benedict Cumberbatch the evil clan guy? He's always the bad guy.
Oh my God. Dude, he's got
he'd be good as a
head for it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What about the guy who played Kylo Ren? Adam Driver?
Yeah, he's got a very good face for like a classic.
Inner sphere filth.
Inner sphere. Yeah, exactly.
So good.
Yeah, I don't.
So good. It's hard. This was fun. All right. So now we get into your favorite segment, Tom, the Render Blender. There it is. Let's do it. So we've got a good one. It's not Mechs today. So I did email the legendary designer Anthony Scroggins, and I asked him if he had a render of the Inner Sphere battle armor that's coming out, but they don't have a render of that yet. So I did the next best thing here.
Did you draw it? Okay. Oh, okay.
I drew it by hand. So here is. Here it is. This is from his Scroggins Patreon. So these are the battlefield objectives. So this is a 6-piece vehicle pack. Okay, it's actually 8 pieces really, because these long Tom trailers are 2 pieces.
Yeah.
You've got mobile HQs, MASH vehicles, and then the long Tom mobile artillery.
Yeah. So what I see.
Oh. Take it away.
Okay. So I see two local news vans in the front. Just ready to go on scene and report. And then in the back on the side, I see two of those like van lifers, you know, like early retirement, 20-something millennials living on the beach, running a blog or some kind of Instagram account. And they don't know why they're on the battlefield either. They thought that this was like some kind of super like.
God, it looks just like that. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's great though.
I'll never be able to look at that the same way now.
With the little with the little tent on the side.
It's even got like a little sun flap here.
I'm pretty sure there's a grill somewhere in there.
If not, we're going to modify it and put it on the base. I mean, for sure.
And then there are fire trucks. So we have like the full Lego city pack going on. It's great.
So good.
Well, they bring them up. They look awesome. I'm a big fan of like
absolutely brilliant, to be honest.
I like too that it's cool. Both the mobile artillery and the command centers, even though one is tracked and one is wheeled, they have the same like articulated multi-wheeled segments, you know. And I like it's like very cohesive to me. I think the what were the things in the back called? The little bugs, the little like ladybugs.
These are MASH units, so they're like the medical, you know.
Medical, okay.
Yeah, the MASH.
So
trucks.
It's Herbie the Love Bug. Okay, yeah, they're cool too. They remind me of like Martian rovers. You can tell that they're not like like offensive because the wheels are so tiny. You could really study that thing, and a lot of it makes sense. I bet if we had Scroggins to talk about it, like those two little like
the hatches round, or whatever.
Like you can imagine they're both for different things, and there's vents, and it has a little bit of a weapon, and like it all makes sense. Like even that side tent thing pops out. You know, it's not like it's not just a canopy, but like an actual. Just like a camper van, you know?
Is it like
a stabilizer or something? Like during surgery to stabilize the vehicle or something?
I think it's like extra space.
Inside, yeah. Okay. And that's just how you support it. But dude, they're also awesome. And then I love the stabilizers on the artillery for the adjustments.
Yeah.
Super cool. Like all, like, look and even the on the top there, yeah.
Check out the ammo bins.
I know. If they come out even like 8/10 of this level of detail.
Exactly, yeah.
That's going to be so dope. Like, I really like that.
I love the command bridge. Look at all the, like, the glass, right? Like, this is a gigantic, right? This thing takes up two bases, right? It's a gigantic vehicle. You could imagine there's, like, a whole crew of dudes, like, you know, typing and like, banging in coordinates and doing the math for the next artillery trajectory. It's very neat.
Yeah, and then the mobile HQ units, again, everything like makes sense. It has the communications array, it has a little bit of firepower, and it has sensors. Like, look at all the sensors it has. You know, that one right there, and that one there, and then I imagine that one's a communications, but that's a sensor, I assume, right?
Yeah.
And then even on the front there, it almost looks like it has like a periscope on top. Yeah, what do you think that is? Is that missiles or is that just some kind of like air intake?
It's obviously an upgraded radiator, upgraded oil cooler. So when it's drifting,
do you think it's like HKS or Greddy maybe?
Most Greddy. Definitely, yeah. Well, if it's Draconis Combine, it most certainly is HKS.
Yeah, I like it. they go for that top of the line stuff.
Top of the line.
ARC or something.
I love all these, and everybody that watches our battle reports knows that I love having little vehicles all over the battlefield. Not to use in the battle, but just as like objectives, right? Like, or to, you know, add that realism, that flavor, that immersion, where you have like a bunch of artillery carriers parked in a row and inside like this military base that the mechs are fighting over. So I am super amped about this.
Yeah, I would give each of them a 10 out of 10. Maybe the surgical centers maybe a 9 out of 10 because of the tiny little wheels. But I also like it. I like it. I know. That's what I mean. I like it because it tells you that it's not like an offensive. It's you know, like an offensive vehicle. I like it. It makes a lot of sense, the design.
Out of all of them, actually, the mobile HQ is probably my 9 out of 10. And I would give the other two 10 out of 10.
What specifically don't you like that it looks like a boat going backwards?
So it is, but there's that. But also I feel like it lacks. There's something. I think maybe I want more detail on that radar dish. You know.
Okay.
You know, I think it looks a little. If you compare like the I almost want to say it's a little flat compared to the other two. Like the other two have a ton of detail. So maybe it's just because it's next to the other two. But I still think it's phenomenal. I'm very, very excited about all three of these. I'll definitely pick up
what's
multiple.
Your weakest?
Yeah, I think I'd probably agree with Aaron. I think the mobile HQs, I mean, they're all great. I mean, I absolutely love them. But I think the MASH truck is just so amazing. I just love its shape.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up. So guys, thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed sipping a little coffee or tea or having breakfast with us on this fine Sunday morning. Adepticon right around the corner. Hopefully maybe we will see you there. But that said, a couple of things. One, smash that subscribe button, leave us a like, leave us a comment. And if you want to help out the channel more, you can head on over to Patreon. We have a Patreon set up. You get some additional perks at different tiers. So it's very cool. And that's really what keeps the channel going. Also, our friend Derek over at Ares Games and Minis, that's their one-stop shop for everything Battletech. So whether you need the books, dice, miniatures, whatever it may be, Fighting Piranha decals, hardware studios, terrain, all the good stuff is over there at Ares Games and Minis. But that said, I'm all done. So, guys, thank you so much. Stay tuned. And, of course, there's always great stuff coming from Death From Above Wargaming. Have a good day.